Hello, my friends. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma. Welcome to the National Call. I'm really excited about tonight's guest, somebody who's building a tremendous business, a very fast-growing business, somebody who's really committed to this. He's in the upper 1% of the upper 1% in Ambit Energy and really, you know, just blazing a path for lots of people, an ultra-professional. He and his wife are just Maksud Mir and Tamara are just crushing this business and helping other people do the same thing. They're just uber professionals, and not professionals in Uber, but they are uber professionals, ultra professionals. And I'm real excited about bringing them up here. So just want to remind you, it's not too late to text someone. Think of one person you can text right now just to tell them to get on the call. If they're going to get on the call 2 minutes late, it's okay. Just have them get on the call to listen to this because you don't want to miss it. This is somebody who's really committed to the business. We're going to get started right now. So I'd like to introduce a national consultant, somebody who's been on a five-star trip 9 times. Yes, that's right, 9-time five-star trip winner, top 50 income earner. And that's why top 50 is basically if there are 600,000 consultants or 650,000 people that have signed up in Ambit Energy, that means it's better than 1%, the upper 1% of the upper 1%. And it's even better than that at top 50. Okay, Pure Energy Award winner, Crystal Sphere Award winner. But the thing that is very, very, he's an incredible speaker. These, you know, Mir and Tamara are just our leaders. They're strong people. They care about people, and they're committed to not just their own success, but everyone in Ambit Energy. So just get ready for an incredible call here tonight. Do we have you on the line, my good friend Mir? Are you with us?
Jay, yes, sir. What an honor to be introduced this way by you, sir. It's amazing. It's amazing that you are, you're an executive consultant that I've admired. I've watched you from far. I didn't get to know you until Power Trip, sir, and I finally got to meet with you, and it was such an amazing, amazing honor to meet with you. And today, you know, you're introducing me to a call. It's amazing, sir.
Thank you so much, brother. You know, when I heard you speak, I mean, I've watched you now, you know, rise through the ranks very quickly and powerfully. You and your wife are just, you know, doing incredible things. I told several people, I was just looking around, I texted people, and your professionalism, your intelligence, your commitment to the business, and the way that you spoke from stage is unprecedented, in my opinion. I just think you're in a league of your own. I have a lot of respect and admiration for what you're doing. And if you haven't heard Mir's story, Mir and Tamara, you're about to hear a little bit about their story, and maybe we'll get some nuggets from them. But sit in, have your coffee or tea or whatever you're doing here tonight, but listen carefully. So Mir, would you mind just maybe sharing a little bit about how you got started in the business and just bring some people up to speed if they don't know your story?
Yes, Jay, definitely. Guys, I started about 7 years and 2 months ago in Ambit Energy, and I was introduced to the business by an employee of mine. He was my top salesperson in my newspaper and my magazine. We were in publishing business at that time, and he came up to me and basically sent me an email saying that his season with me was over and he no longer was going to be employed by me, and he had found something. He did not tell me what he had found. It was Ambit Energy that he had found, and invited me to a small lunch to explain to me why he was no longer going to be working for me. So I met him at lunch. He gave me a magazine, and this is an important part of recruiting, guys. If you don't have a pack of magazines with you, get a pack of magazines always with you, because if he had not given me a magazine that day, I would have not joined the business. I was exposed to the opportunity 8 months prior to that by another executive consultant, but I did not receive a magazine, did not understand what this business was. I came from a traditional business building model, so I didn't understand what deregulation was. And also, I live in Missouri, where deregulation has not allowed anybody to choose their supplier yet. So it has, you know, it didn't have hardly any impact on me at that point, you know, when I joined in. But about 4 months afterwards, I started making a little bit of money in the business there, and that transformed into today not owning the newspaper, not owning the magazine anymore. I ended up selling that within a year's time frame and went full time in Ambit Energy, and you know, we're not missing the regular business world anymore. We love this business model much, much better, Jake.
I love it. You know, sometimes people, part of your story, which is incredible how you got started, and I love it. Good little lesson in there with the magazine as well, which I appreciate you sharing. Something that you mentioned, that you live in Missouri, and Ambit Energy is not in Missouri, but I obviously, you and I know, and we always tell people, it doesn't matter where you live, it matters where the business lives. And, you know, obviously you have business in all of the, you know, markets that we're in, but how did you get started, and how come why weren't you discouraged from getting started? Like many people don't get started because they're not in the service area. What do you have to say about that?
Jay, initially I looked at it as a traditional business. I thought, you know, I came from an advertising world, so we started running some ads in newspapers, and we started running some ads in radio also in a deregulated area. Spent a bunch of money doing that part there, but it never produced anything, sir, because it just I was going against the grain of what is being taught in Ambit to go talk to friends or family members. Then I started doing something else on the side there, was building a list of people that I knew. Through the people that I knew, I built a list of about 420 people in 3 months' time frame, sir. So that 420 people, I never really harvested that entire list there. I ended up getting to know a few people from there. And I knew that, you know, it's just like playing tennis, you know, the ball is in the court. You know, whenever you go to a deregulated area or non-deregulated area, you have to find somebody in a deregulated area to go start building the business over there. So I needed to find some people in Illinois, and I found one gentleman who came in and lit it on fire. He promoted to regional consultant before I did, and that built an organization in my marketing code with about 13 regionals in there. And that's when I realized that, you know, this was for me, and it could generate me an income there, you know, on a regular monthly basis, sir.
I love it. And talk to me about your perspective a little bit. Maybe you can teach us and maybe new people a little realistic expectation in terms of, because sometimes people get started, and I think it was an advantage for me and maybe for some others, was having a reasonable expectation in terms of how many people you need to speak to find someone who's going to do it and whatnot. What kind of expectation do you have, and what kind of expectation do you set with people, and how does it help them to build their own expectations and, I guess, their success?
I tell people, Jay, that, you know, if you're going to go into the recruiting world there, you have to recruit somebody, you know, in your business every month, month after month after month. Every month you're bringing one person in the business. But that one person, if you recruit one person, to recruit that one person, you may have to talk to 10 people or maybe 8 people, depending on how good you are at, you know, showing the plan. And, you know, most people that when they start, I mean, I'll give you my example, Jay, is that the first 84 people I never did a three-way with. And that was another lesson that I learned very early on, is that I was not utilizing the system. I was talking to people, showing the plan. I did show videos sometimes on that, and I tried to explain the business to those 84 people, but none of them ever said yes to me at that point. And Jay, these people were people that were spending thousands and thousands of dollars with me on a regular basis, monthly basis, running ads in my newspaper and my magazine, and those people turned me down and said, you know, Mayor, no, this is not a business that you should be doing yourself, because you're a publisher of a newspaper, you don't need to be doing that. And they discouraged me. Those people did not join, basically because I never did a three-way or introduced them to an upline. But as soon as I started doing that, there was a gentleman in my upline, his name is Dale Pogue, executive consultant. He came down and met with me one Wednesday afternoon, and he showed me how to really show the plan. So he sat through about 4 presentations there and basically told me, if you speak, I'll put duct tape on you, because he brought a roll of duct tape, and I didn't understand why the duct tape was necessary. So, you know, I did not speak those 4 presentations, and the first person that he showed the business to, he did a three-way with his upline, and I'm sitting there watching the lady pull out her credit card and join the business. At that time, it was $459 to join the business. And this lady happened to be in Missouri, was one of my clients that was a carpet sales company owner. And she joined the business. And when that happened, I realized that the power of the three-way allows the closing to happen. And that's the fall. That's the part that changed my business entirely. As soon as that 85th person who said yes to me, I realized that I no longer had to rely on just myself explaining the business. So the realistic expectation, what I would say right now is, if you show the plan to about 7 to 8 people, 9 people, I don't say the 10 people will bring you 2 people in their business, but 7, 8 people on a realistic basis in the beginning, you are going to get the results there. You're going to get 1 to 2 people joining your business, guys. But after that, the results will improve because you're going to get better at showing the plan. And then also, the more times that you put people on three-way, your results will get better and better at that point too also. So right now, I tell anyone that's coming into my business that get very familiar with how to show the plan and do a three-way, Jay. And if they don't do that part, their expectations are much lower than what a normal person would get.
That's good stuff. Can you, I love watching you and your wife, how you work together. And can you talk a little bit about Tamara and how the two of you work together in the business? Not everybody has the privilege of having a spouse or having a spouse that, supports them and works together. If you do, and you're listening to this, it can be an advantage. And I know that it's been an advantage for the two of you. And I really admire the way the two of you work together and what you've accomplished and what you continue to. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about Tamara and how the two of you work together and what you've been able to do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, I can tell you one thing. She's my rock. Without her, I would have never been able to do this business properly. And the sacrifices that she has made, and she's made sacrifices for every business that we've been involved in. She was the publisher of the newspaper and the magazine. So, the entire workload that was there was falling on her and the team that she created. So she was no stranger to sacrifice, no stranger to building a business. We built 4 businesses together, and we did very well with every one of the businesses there. But Ambit Energy has been a big, big struggle for her because she has to sacrifice the time that she has with me. Most husbands, they come home in the evening, they get to spend time with the family. Now she doesn't. Still now, she has to sacrifice the time that I have to go out to a meeting or a BP, and her being able to take care of my children. We homeschool our children too, also, Jay, and we have to take care of the kids at home properly. And then she's managing my looking at my customers, when the renewals were going to happen. She takes care of all of that stuff. And then she also helps me create the flyers, the material for, the presenting, corrects all my slides whenever we're going and doing a presentation too also. So all of that stuff there, that goes into that work, it's huge. And, the current presence that we have on social media right now, as you see in Rainmakers there, that's entirely her. That's Tamara. So I never created a social media profile because she's able to do that part there, without any help. And, the Rainmakers Academy, the idea for that training that we're having right now in June, that came out of her. So she said, we need to train people properly. We need to get them a media or social media platform. So she created the Rainmakers page there and started pushing people to go there for training and recognition, all of that stuff. So I can't quantify how much she has done for the thing, because without her, I would be nowhere. And the team would not be anywhere because they would not get me, Jay. So it's a huge, huge part, she plays in the business. That, she's behind the scenes a lot. But, guys, I cannot tell you, without the support that she has given me, the sacrifice that she has made in time, and the push that she has made for me, because I need push, guys. I mean, I may be a national consultant, but I need push. So she sets some bars and goals for me that, it seems like it should be easy for me to do, but, without her pushing me, it's not that easy, guys. Sometimes we get complacent, and we get complacent at a certain money level and certain, recognition level or your PIN level, you get complacent at that, and she takes the complacency out. So, Jay, I owe her everything.
Well, there's no more pins to accomplish for you, right? You're at the top of the the top of the pin chasing, so you've got to have other goals, right? Now, what about people that are making excuses that don't have a spouse? That's they may be single, or they might not have a spouse that's supportive in helping them, right? Do you have anything to say? I'm sure you have some examples of people that are succeeding, without the support of a spouse or without the second person that you're privileged to have, right?
Yes, sir. Definitely, definitely. I mean, many, many people have that same situation. I can name off several people. I know Holly Martin is one. You know, you have seen how she has developed her business. I mean, she did not get much.
Incredible.
Incredible, incredible lady. I mean, she's a one in a million person to build a network marketing organization. She's done it several times over, too, also. But, guys, you know, spouse support is necessary, but without it, it's not like you can't succeed without it. You can definitely succeed without that. When you don't have that spouse cheering you on, be your own cheerleader. Never wait for someone to cheer you to success. You can be your own cheerleader. You can celebrate your own wins. You know, there's an executive in our business. His name is Jeremy Pickett. He celebrates everyone else's wins, whether they are in his team or not. He says, I'll celebrate your win with you. So when you're celebrating your win with others, guess what, guys? That creates a fire in you to go ahead and go to the next win. And I call it win stacking. Win stacking can be this, guys. This is a consultant coming in today, customer coming in today, or, you know, you showed the plan to somebody. Every one of them is a win. So if you have 6 wins a day on a regular basis, 6 wins, guys, that will enable you to succeed the next day, because you're going to look for those 6 wins again, and another day, 6 wins again. So whether you have a spouse supporting you, whether you have someone cheering you on, whether your mom is not signing up with you and telling you that this won't work, and guys, you know, there are many, many moms who hasn't signed up, you know, or many dads that has not signed up with you because you have not, you know, you can't get them to sign up with you, whether, you know, they live in a deregulated area or non-deregulated area, they can't sign up as a consultant, customer. I have the same situation, guys. So I face that stuff all the time with different people, and I tell them that go stack your wins one after another after another. And if you can do that every day, you're going to be a winner no matter what.
Hmm. You know, Mira, we were talking, you just mentioned about Tamara, you know, with Rainmakers Academy and setting up events. And obviously events are really important. You've utilized them, and not just to train, but for people to have fun and to build relationships and to what you and I would call stickiness, to create a group of people that want to be with each other. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know you've made some, you know, and continue to make a strong commitment, investment, energy, and effort, and to bring people together to educate them, motivate them, and to keep the team alive and excited. Maybe spend a few minutes. I don't know if there's very many people in our entire business that's doing it better than you. So please share.
Thank you, Jay. Jay, my first event was Simulcast 2013. I went there as a marketing consultant. I had about 6 people in the business, but those 6 people had not promoted me to regional because I did not have my second leg. So I went there as a marketing consultant and saw several people there. And the event happened to be in Champaign, sir. It was those live events there, if you remember before, you know, where we had the live events. We attended that event with 6 people. And those 6 people, when they attended that event, something happened to them. And something happened to me, too, also, because I saw Frank Schmeling that day. Frank Schmeling came in and introduced him. He was there in Champaign. He introduced himself to our team, and he let me wear his yellow jacket. So I wore that yellow jacket, took a picture of it. I don't know where that picture is because I look for that all the time, because that was my day that something called Epiphany of Leadership came in. So Epiphany of Leadership is really a concept that most people don't understand, because that's only birthed at events. So that event, I realized that I needed to be somebody. I needed to become somebody. And that event, there was a contest that Chris Chambliss announced, and that contest was to recruit 10 people within that first month. So if you were able to recruit 10 people within that first month in that area, Chris was going to have dinner with you. And I remember how distinctly, you know, I sat with Chris and I sat with Peter Luda and several other people. There were six people from there that had dinner with Chris Chambliss in Champaign. He came back to Champaign and dinner with us. So that epiphany of leadership that was birthed there stayed with me forever. And it's on to date, because I realized that without that day, without me going to simulcast that day, and without seeing Frank Schmeling, without having that ability to sit down with Chris Chambliss or winning that contest there to sit down with Chris, I would have not made it to Ambition that year. And that year, Ambition, I took 40-some people to Ambition with me. I was a senior consultant, and I had another epiphany of leadership there at that point when Chris Chambliss was, you know, shouting charge and charge. And you remember that probably too, Jay. He was amazing. It was fabulous. I was coming out of my skin, Jay, because I realized that what a company, what a culture that I belong to now, that I needed to do more. I needed to extract more out of myself and more out of the team. So I realized that, you know, the only way other people will feel that energy is to attend an event. And the only way, and this is why I slowly started to become an event evangelist. So today I'm a full-time event evangelist. I'm not a national consultant or a top 50 money earner. I want to be the number one event evangelist in Ambit Energy. So I can tell you one thing, Jay. I know we have an upcoming event coming up. It's in April, and this is Power Trip. And you can fill in us on the details there. But Power Trip is where another epiphany of leadership happened. I was pinned executive consultant in Power Trip 5 years ago. So that happened because I timed my promotion so that I could go to Power Trip and get pinned by Danny Kirby and Brian McClure on stage in front of 1,100 people. So guys, it was so amazing for me to sit there and watch that Power Trip happen. And that Power Trip was my utter immersion in Ambit Energy knowledge. Because Power Trip, there are no fluff. There is no nothing. Guys, the money that we spend in going to those events, how this becomes, how this comes back to you multiple fold is this, a simple principle, and I'll show that to you guys. You know, what you do is how many people you take to an event, you multiply that by $1,000. Okay, that's going to be the return on investment on those people, guys. Every one of those people that attend the event with you will generate about $1,000 of revenue in your business that year. So if you take 50 people, that you can make about $50,000 in network marketing. And this is all over network marketing, guys. So I understood that day at Power Trip, I took several people with me, and those people, every one of those people either promoted a senior consultant, and three of them promoted to executive consultant, guys. That's 5 or 6 years ago. Now, I can tell you another thing. Like, if you want your own promotion to happen, time it. There's enough time for us. It's about 6 weeks away in a Power Trip, and you can get pinned there. And the other part that I want to tell you is that, Jay, is the available, you know, knowledge that we have. You know, we have Vistra executives coming over there. We have you know, all the national consultants, yellow jackets, purple jackets, you know, all sorts of knowledge, guys. This is knowledge that you cannot get in your backyard. You will not get in your BP. You will not get in your team meetings there. You will get this knowledge at Power Trip. And why would you not spend a few dollars to get that knowledge? And in that 2 days, the transformation that happens to you, you cannot do that by yourself, guys. So,
yes. Yes. Yeah. I mean, and the reason why someone won't is because they're expecting to not be successful. In other words, the investment in their mind isn't worth, you know, they're basically telling themselves that their business isn't worth a few $100 or $1,000 or whatever the investment cost of travel and time and energy. That's, they're basically saying, you know, there's a saying, it says that the price you're willing to pay demonstrates the prize you're expecting to claim, right? The price you're willing to pay demonstrates the prize you're expecting to claim. So the real answer is, do you want it, right? Because weren't you paying a price that was disproportionate? Like, people didn't know what was on the other end, didn't it look like you were putting a lot of effort in before the results came in, Mir?
That's right, sir. You said it beautifully, sir. I'm writing this down right now, Jay. I'm going to be using it, Jay. So this is powerful, sir. This is absolutely powerful because you don't know what you're going to get. And I didn't know. We did not know. Our deadline for the newspaper was Thursday nights. And those Thursday nights to go to a BP was very difficult for me. Okay, because, you know, we have to push that paper out. We have to push that newspaper out that night there. But leaving now was even harder. You know, the first ambition to go on Thursday night to Dallas, okay, and be there on Thursday was very difficult for me, wondering like, hey, you know, everything's going well with the newspaper or not. So, you know, that's a sacrifice. And Tamara took the load and she said, honey, you go down there, you go learn and tell me all about it, because tell me what happens down there. How cool is it going to be? You understand? So I went there, and, you know, I went there with great push, but with trepidation too also, because I wondered like, what would be the outcome? Then I hear they announce a triple bonus or a double bonus. And you know, they're giving away cars at stage. People are getting recognized all the time. And immediately I realized that, you know, if I could bring more people there, what would happen to my team? What would happen? And you know, one thing I can tell you guys, your income is going to be very, very proportional to how many people you take to your next event, guys. Very proportional. It's going to be about $1,000 multiplied by that. And Jay, I can tell you, you know, last year we took the biggest team there from our team. It was 260 some people attended Ambition. And, you know, the income that you generate is just about equivalent to that, guys. So, you know. Yeah, and I want to let Tamara speak. She's right here with me. So would she
be wonderful.
Yeah, I'll give her.
Bye, Tamara.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for all the nice things that you said. It's such an honor to be here with you. I just wanted to say about Power Trip or about events in general. And this is really going to date me, but I'm going to talk about. Okay, so if you're playing Super Mario Brothers, the game, and you have the power, the invisibility power. You have the firepower. That's what events are for our business. So if you could pass by those things in the game and not actually use them, but the invisibility power and the firepower lets you go faster and lets you be more powerful, and then you can actually win the game. But you don't get to go back. I mean, in the old days, you couldn't go back in these games. So once you miss that event, it doesn't happen again. There'll be other events, but you won't get that same nugget. You won't get that same energy. You won't necessarily meet those same people. So if you let that opportunity pass by, there will never be another, you know, spring power trip of this year. You'll set your progress back by missing out. So I just wanted to give that little nugget of info, but I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, that's awesome, Tamara. Well, before you pass it back, you know, Mira was giving you a lot of credit and talking about the commitment you make, and obviously on a personal level, and to the business and to the people in the business. I see your heart and how you serve people in the business when it comes to the events, and obviously that you just talked about how and why, what it does and gives you that power and speeds the process up and all of that, and I'm totally agree, and that's awesome, really, really well said. What's some of your favorite things, like what motivates you to create the events and or to bring people to the events, and why do you personally love doing that?
Well, when we got into this business, we came from the newspaper publishing background. That was my dream. And the reason that I found it fulfilling was that each week, you know, we had thousands of readers. We could touch thousands of lives by, you know, potentially giving them information that was helpful. In this business, we can touch so many more people because it's not just the team that you build, but all the people that they touch. And I feel like being equipped with all the information, the training, the energy, you know, just the general love of the Animate Energy family is life changing. It has been for us, and I just want to share that and have as many people be as successful and be able to design the kind of life that they want, because that's what it's done for us.
Mm. That's awesome. That was very inspiring to me. The way that you shared that was really touching to me, because like what you said, it's not just what you're doing is you're creating an opportunity for a ripple effect, because like basically what you're saying is it's what they can get out of it, but it's what they're going to give as a result of getting what they get from the event. So there is like this ripple effect from it. So that's awesome. 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 Thanks, Tamara.
Thank you, Jay.
Wow. Mir.
Yes, sir.
Powerful stuff. I can see how your wife is such an incredible asset. I really like, I mean, you know, we think about that oftentimes when it comes to the events, and I'm reminded of that saying. It says, we build people and then they build the business. Talk a little bit about that, you know, finding and encouraging and uplifting people. It's not just about events. You're committed to building leaders. You're so intentional about it, and you're succeeding incredibly. So talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, dear. I mean, I learned it from the best. I mean, the top 10 of our business have so much experience. There's hundreds of years of experience in those top 10 people in our business, and the top 50 and many other executives, including yourself, sir. All of you have so much. You have tremendous experience that I've learned from. You know, many, 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 many things that I learned. I don't have anything that I can do by myself or I cannot take credit for. So I learned one thing from Chris Atkinson was, you know, build leaders, help build leaders, devote your time on building leadership in your organization. So he has done a marvelous job with Team 526. And I thought that, you know, if somebody has already done, paved the way, why not do it again? You know, why do I have to reinvent the wheel? So the leadership building part is a quest. It's a constant quest for me, sir. So, and this business will allow you to retire very, very well if you will go replace yourself. And I learned that, you know, if I have to replace myself, I have to replace myself with better people who are more capable than me. So I'm always looking for the 10 people that are hungry. So if there's 100 people in your group, and this is, I'm speaking to most senior consultant or executive consultant in your business, you know, if there are 100 people in your, 100 plus people in your group there, there's 10 really hungry people in your business that are hungry for one phone call from you, and or one lunch from you, or one dinner with you, or sit down and do a game plan session with them. So 10 of those people, you take 10 of those people, one will come out of those 10 and create a leader. You will create an actual leader. That leader, those 10 builders will result into one leader, and that leader will have hundreds of other builders that they will have in their business. So 10 who gets one, who gets to be that one, and the one who becomes the 100, sir. So that's the duplication that we're looking for. So what we did in the last few years is this, and this is something that I can share with other people. You know, if you're a senior consultant and more, you'll appreciate that better, is that we run a number of promotions all through the year to increase the promotion, actual rank advancement of people. So rank advancement is a huge glue that keeps people together and creates momentum. And we run something called relentless momentum. There is no off button for us. It's always on. We don't take a pause. We don't want the team to take a pause too either. So what we do is this, those events that push us to the next level, we're gathering lots of people to go to that event. Prior to going to that event, we are promoting a lot of people, because when we come out of those big events like Ambition and Simulcast, if they already have a rank advancement, they're going to take advantage of more money after that rank advancement. So if you can promote these guys, help promote these guys before the event, you're going to have a huge explosion. And we time that about 4 months before. So this is another part that you guys, you know, as leaders, you should do that, is build your team up and prep them for 4 months prior to Ambition or Simulcast. So during the months of June, July, when most people slow down, we're working like crazy. During the months of November, December, when people are worried about Christmas shopping, we are working like crazy. I did not shop one day for Christmas this year, because I knew what was coming. Tamara did a little bit of shopping, but we really didn't go shopping much anyway. And we have young children. So what we did was we focused all our attention during December, because Simulcast was coming up. We prep the team, we promote the team, and then after simulcast, they take advantage of the bonuses at a higher level. So, you know, that's something that anybody can do. Any team can do, any bond can do, any senior consultant, regional consultant can do. So before the event, promote the person, get the person ready. And after the event, take advantage of the extra bonuses. And you will continue to create momentum like you've never done before.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. So we've got Power Trip coming up. www.ambitpowertrip.com, April 16th through 18th. Would you recommend people attend? And you know, talk. And I think when you mentioned the leadership, was it leadership epiphany? Is that the term you used?
Yes, it's epiphany of leadership.
The epiphany of leadership. I think so. Personally, I mean, I think if people go to Power Trip, they have an opportunity to see you and spend some time with you at your commitment level and success. There's an opportunity for that to happen with you know, meeting you and some others. Talk a little bit about Power Trip and maybe you know, bringing people to that event and going to that, because I personally love Power Trip, and in some ways it's smaller, but in some ways it can be as powerful or even more powerful than Ambition.
I totally agree with you, Jay, because I do believe Power Trip is actually more important training-wise than Ambition. Ambition is more of, you know, seeing Ambit at its full glory, you know, and seeing or experiencing Ambit. You know, you want to be part of something big. Everyone wants to be part of something big. Power Trip, it's more, I would say, training-oriented, because where else would you get 3 hours with the owners or the executives of our company? Which company allows that kind of transparency or access? Yeah, I've never worked for a company that allowed that kind of transparency. I know you've worked for corporate companies there, and I don't know whether they allowed you access to the top executives of the company for a few hours where you can ask any question to them. And it's just amazing. When I saw that, I'm like, what a beautiful culture. And every company that creates that culture of access and knowledge share, or the transfer of knowledge, the things that Jerry and Chris used to share with us at Power Trip, you know, we would get access to information way before that information was out there. You know, we learned about the bonuses that were coming up at in December, or when we went to November or January, when we went to the November Power Trip in Scranton. We learned about what was going to happen. I mean, guys, listen, that kind of information is essential for, it's like you have some insider knowledge. Understand? I know the insider training is not looked, or trading is not looked at, you know, properly in the market, but here, I need that knowledge. As a leader, you need that insider knowledge. You'll find out from other leaders what's going down. And that alone is priceless, guys, because what happens to me is this. I go there and take notes, you know, on the training part, but I spend the time with the leaders, taking some pictures, talking to them and saying, hey, did you hear anything? Did you hear anything else? Or what can you give me? Just 5 minutes, be a fly on the wall with a national consultant or an executive consultant, just hearing what they're saying. That alone is priceless. So people, listen, guys, if you're not invested in yourself, guys, this business is not going to grow for you. You might as well call Ambit and say, I'm done, because I don't want to grow myself. This is a personal development journey. And one of the best places that I have gotten any type of personal, it's from Power Trip. The hours that you spend there with all of those leaders there and the close access. Guys, at Ambition, you will not have shoulders with all these guys. Not that easy. But there, you get to rub shoulders with them. You get to sit down with them. You get to have lunch with them, dinner with them. You know, the tours did amazing things for us. The tours to the corporate, to the downtown office and to the VIP, the headquarters in Plano. That did amazing things for us in building belief. It's more than the building belief, more than the training, more than any type of access. I think what it is, it's just like you get that pixie dust feeling that, okay, I'm going to survive another 90 days. You know, so Tamara, I'm going to quote Tamara. She always says that. She says, you know, it's not time to die today. It's die another day. She says, you know, don't die today. Go die another day, because today is not the day you quit. It is, so what Power Trip does for us today is that it allows us to live another 90 days. From that 90 days, you go to another event, another 90 days. So every 90 days, if you're in front of some leaders that are blowing the teams up, making it happen, you know, TN's business is blowing up. Mark Garrett, all these guys are making some big waves. Doug Parker. So we just need to go in front of those guys and see what they're doing, and we'll learn from them how they're accomplishing that. And that's done at Partridge, guys.
Yeah, that's it. That's how you grow, right? You associate and catch some things. So it's definitely pretty awesome. So in wrapping up over the, if you don't mind, just maybe closing with a couple of thoughts. What if someone's either brand new, or someone's business, someone personally feels flat, or they're not growing the way they want? How someone can jumpstart and get, you know, some encouraging words for people that are just getting started, and they're you know, new in the business, or they feel like they have to treat the business as new. What would you have, you know, what would you say to them? And then just for the sake of time, you know, I'm just going to have you can just close with that thought, and then just some closing comments after that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, sir. Jade, for new people, I talk about a couple of things. You know, there's inertia and there's gravity. Okay. Inertia is momentum, and inertia is motion. Something, an object in motion, stays in motion. And, you know, you're always fighting gravity. Inertia fights gravity. Guys, so what happens in our business is that when we join the business, the first few months, it's more gravity pulling you backward, pulling you down, pulling you away from what you need to do, because you have not started, you know, your business yet. The easiest way to start your business is, of course, get yourself signed up for that next event. You have to become a ticket holder, okay? Ticket holder to an event. When you become a ticket holder to an event, you'll know that, okay, I'm going to go to this event. By the time I go to this event, I want to be promoted to the next level. I want to be a regional consultant or a senior consultant. So when somebody starts in a business, we map out a plan of action for them to become a regional consultant very quickly. We get them to sign up themselves as a customer, a few other customers get their first jumpstart bonus, and immediately you want to get a couple of people in your business. Because when you give birth to a couple of consultants that you're responsible for, guess what? You no longer are wanting to quit. You no longer are wanting to leave the business there. So as soon as that two people come into the organization there, that means that they have some people that will start building, or maybe they'll start bringing their own people in. So I work on a three appointment rule, or three times I'm going to see a person when that person signs up within that first week. The first time I see that person is when I sign them up, get them to sit down with me, and for a couple of hours we go through everything from power zone to promotion. It's P2P, guys. So power zone to promotion. Power zone, you have to learn how to enter a customer, a consultant, all of that stuff there. Know where the money is. Go to look at the CLB board, the commission report, all of that stuff there. Know how to manage your business there from the power zone. After that, we're training them how to enter the customer, the consultant there, what to say to the customer, what to say to the consultant, how to do a proper three-way, just the instructions for that. And then at that point, you know, I show them what it is for them to be in the business for 1 month. I buy it at a month's time. Month, they need to be promoted to regional consultant. They have to have six people in their business. So those two people that comes in within the first couple of days, will encourage them to bring in two more people. So the second appointment I have with them is sitting down with them and showing them exactly how to recruit two more people there under each of their people. So that means they will have six people in their business, the two that they got and then the two that those two people have gotten. Because guess what? Those three people will be at that second meeting with me. So within that week time frame, that person is already loaded with consultants there, and it's time at that point to just hit the bonuses and make that promotion happen. So when they hit those bonuses there and make that promotion happen, they are regional consultants. So we have promoted several people there. I mean, Jay, I'll give you some quick numbers. I looked at the numbers last night. We did 195 plus promotions in 1 year, okay, in our organization. And this is just...
Wow.
That means
wow.
Yeah, there was a promotion happening every one and a half days. There was a promotion that was happening in our organization, and this is RCST all the way to EC promotion too. Also, so
wow,
is a key to keeping the business alive, keeping the person alive, because that allows that person to sustain making money. If we don't allow them to make more money, it just doesn't happen. So as a new person starting up, you want to get those guys, a couple of consultants coming in, and then bring two consultants in the business there. Guess what? Pretty soon that person is a regional. A regional has 77% more chance of surviving. So that's my encouraging part there, guys, that if you don't promote quickly through the ranks there, you will not get to see the money that's going to be made. And if you don't see the money, the longevity is going to be stifled, guys. So you're going to leave the business with knowing that there was so much money on the table and you did not pick it up because you did not promote to the next level. So let's get promoted as quickly as possible before Power Trip, guys. And if you want to get pinned at Power Trip, let us know. We will arrange that your pinning will be at Power Trip. We will talk to Mary and Richard Amueto, and we will get you guys pinned over there. So that should be a big goal for you. And today, I think, Jay, thank you very much for having me here today and having Tamara here today. It's an amazing honor, sir. And you are, brother, you know, I'm expecting to see you at June. I know we talked about that today. I know, guys.
Yes.
Jay, at anywhere, you will be thrilled. And he's the most, you know, good-looking guy in Ambit Energy with the best-dressed guy in Ambit. So
I appreciate that. Thank you. So, you know, here's a couple more P's. We get them paid, plugged in, and promoted. It's the three P's.
Sure.
Paid, plugged in, promoted. Paid, plugged in, and promoted, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly. I learned that from you.
Me and Tony came up. Tony Procopio and I do a little wordsmithing sometimes, and we're like, oh, the three P's. It's good. Paid, plugged in, promoted. Paid, plugged in. So that's good stuff, brother. Well, anyway, thank you so much for giving, both of you just giving of yourself tonight, your energy and your wisdom and your experience. And I know this is just the beginning. People, we have an opportunity to associate with some great people like Mir and Tamara. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to unmute the line. But before you thank him, please, it takes 3-4 seconds for me to unmute the line. So I don't want him to miss any of the people just saying thank you. So wait about 3 or 4 seconds and then you guys can thank Mir and Tamara. So give me a second here and I'm going to unmute the lines.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much for all the information. Blanca Rodriguez from Illinois.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
Fantastic call, Mayor. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye, Connecticut.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much. Thank you for being here.
Wonderful
call,
guys.
Thank you,
guys. Really great.
Really great.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Mayor.